Lenten Journey Day 37, Being Born Again. One evening in the life of our Lord Jesus Christ, Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews, approached him. According to the Gospel of St. John, we read that this Pharisee approached Jesus with a seeming compliment. He says, "We know that you are a teacher come from God, for no one can do the things that you do unless God is with him." Jesus responds to Nicodemus in a rather unusual manner. Unusual because you would expect him to at least acknowledge this seeming compliment. Perhaps even thank Nicodemus. Instead, Jesus turns to Nicodemus and gives him a qualifier. He says, "Unless one is born again, he shall not see the kingdom of God." Now this word, being born again, can be translated in many ways. The actual word is to be born from above, verestin, but it also implies a renewal. And therefore, when we say being born again, it is to be born from above, it is to be born anew, it is to be born again. No matter how we twist it, how we say it, Jesus demands from us a new beginning for our lives in the born-again experience. Throughout this Lenten season, we've been challenged in many ways to discover new truths about ourselves, so that at the end of the Lenten season, we are truly born again. That is, we begin anew, we begin afresh, we begin from above. The born-again experience is not limited to one event in our lives. Nicodemus turns to Jesus and says, "How can this be? How can this possibly be when a man is old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born again?" Jesus says, "Truly I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God." Jesus, of course, is alluding to baptism, being born from water and the Spirit, being born from the new mother of us all, the Holy Church, and the Holy Font being the womb of that mother, the womb of the Church. But the born-again experience is not limited to the sacrament of baptism. That is, certainly we are born again of water and the Spirit, but throughout our life, throughout the lifetime that God gives us, we have many opportunities when we experience a reawakening of our senses, of our being. Certainly this Lenten journey is one such experience, where we have put the ego on a shelf, where we have put many of our desires on hold, so that we can understand ourselves and the spiritual being within experiences a new birth. As you might guess, the Christian has an opportunity to be born again and again and again. In fact, this Lenten journey has given us an opportunity to really reflect on ourselves, on who we are. And certainly, our baptism is the entryway, the entry point of a new spiritual life in Christ. But it does not end when the water has dried off of us. In fact, it only begins there. And the Christian is challenged to find that newness. That being born again is really a revelation from above, is really an opportunity to be born anew into a life that is filled with love and understanding, not only of ourselves, but for the people around us, for our environment, and certainly for the world. You see, the Christian is invited to a new life in Christ. But many times, as life hits us, with many difficulties, we need to stand back from that life and realize that we have skewed from the path. We have gone away. This Lenten journey has given us an opportunity to put our lives back on that path. In other words, recovering the lost ground. And as we conclude this Lenten journey on its final days of this walk, we understand that the born-again experience is really something that we need to welcome in our lives. As the challenges of life dull our senses to the beauty that is all around us, we need to welcome the experience as an essential part of the recreative process of life. The word recreation, to recreate ourselves, begins with communion with God. And therefore, the Holy Eucharist becomes the new born-again experience for every Christian. Because in the Holy Eucharist, we not only walk with Christ, we talk with Christ, we taste Christ, we enjoy Christ. That is, we are born again into a new life. That is, born from above. That is, born anew. And we see that no matter how we express it, there is a regeneration and a new birth for each of us. Here is an opportunity at the end of this Lenten period for us to walk out into a new life with Christ. One that has been ordained by God. One that has been sanctioned by God. One that has been demanded by God. That we walk with Christ. That is, we walk in the path of love, harmony, and peace. Let us pray. Guide us, O Lord our God, and teach us to walk in your paths of righteousness. Keep our lives in peace and our ways pleasing to your sight. Guide your servants on their earthly and heavenly course, along your paths of purity, unto your only begotten Son, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who became our Prince of life and the hope of our salvation, with whom you are blessed, O Father Almighty, together with the life-giving and liberating Holy Spirit, now and forever, world without end. Amen. This is Father Vasquez inviting you to join us again tomorrow as we take the next step in our Lenten journey. In the meantime, please join us at epostle.net, where you'll find resources, you'll find podcasts and broadcasts to help you through the Lenten journey, as well as your spiritual quest through life. That's epostle.net, apostolic evangelism for an electronic and expanding universe.